This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
This is Big Bear Mark on Brekkie Bears. One of Australia's leading vocalists, Anthony Collier, releases his sixth studio album today. It's called Backbone, and he's right here with me in the studio to celebrate. Welcome, Anthony.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm really well. Thank you for making time to be with us today.
Oh, please. It's just up the road.
Is it? Oh, cool. Look, I want to touch on way back. Can you believe it's been 12 years since Australian Idol?
Yeah, I know. It shows in my face. Look at it.
No,
look,
it doesn't.
Look, 183 years old.
You're kidding. You've got a face like a baby. What are you talking about?
Yes, 12 years ago. So it's been a while, but... Yeah, it's pretty cool that 12 years down the track, I still get to wake up every day and do absolutely what I love. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. How do you look back at that time?
With very fond memories. I loved my time on Idol. And to be honest, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now if I didn't have that massive platform, you know, all those years ago. And, you know, I've made some great friends that I still am in contact with after all these years. Like, I went and saw Casey the other night at the opening of We Will Rock You, and she's, like, slamming it there. She's amazing. And, yeah, September's pretty full on at the moment with the whole album release, but we've promised that while she's in town in Melbourne, October, we're going to catch up.
Excellent. I was going to ask you if you do just spring up like Ricky Lee or M. Rossiano and go, hey girl, what's going on?
No, it's mainly just Casey, to be honest.
Just Casey.
Yeah,
fair
which
enough.
Is pretty cool.
That's excellent. Look, you've had a very diverse career in the last 12 years.
Mm.
What's your personal highlights of the last 12 years?
Personal
big question,
highlights.
Isn't it?
I suppose there's been many. I just feel as though, like, you know, over 12 years, my favorite thing to do, like, yeah, you can record albums and you can do TV shows and all that sort of stuff. It's great. But the highlight for me each and every time, and it still is getting out live on stage with your band and performing live. There is nothing better than that. And it's actually a real privilege to be able to do that because people, you know, pay their hard-earned money to buy a ticket to come and see you, you know, perform. And, you know, if I can... You know, I'm still doing that on the 30th of September. I'm back in Melbourne at one of my favorites at the Palms at Crown,
and it's basically
sold out. So I'm like, you know, there's only a few tickets left, and I'm just like, how cool is that? And I'm so lucky to be able to still do that. And hopefully it continues for many years to come.
I'm sure it will. I mean, look, I've got to touch on quickly, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
yes.
Or I'll be killed by my co-host. You're so calm and collected.
At times.
Well, you adapted to roughing it so well. Did you ever want to quit?
The thought did cross my mind. But no, I'm one of those people that if I commit to something, I'm committed to it. Like, I'm not going to pull out of it. And, you know, I did it for a reason, obviously. There was many reasons. And one of them was to challenge myself. And I would never, ever do that in my normal everyday life. But, you know, who would have thought that... I'd be stuck in the jungle for 6 weeks, waking up next to Shane Warne and Fev and Joe Beth Taylor. And
exactly. Did you ever feel like you wanted to tell them exactly what you thought?
There was only probably about two people that I wanted to do that to, and I did. I'm not one to hold back. And yeah, it wasn't Obviously, you're going to put 12 people in the jungle together. You strip them away from their phones, any contact with the outside world. You're on 800 calories a day. You haven't got a shower, a proper shower. The toilet's disgusting, so you've got toilet anxiety. Oh. Of course, you're going to have a moment or 8 or 10.
Yeah. Are the cameras really on all the time? They're really on all the time.
Absolutely. You cannot get away. And, you know, this whole idea of like, yeah, they gave us a night away here or there in a hotel and gave us some extra food on the side. God, no. I wish they did that. But there was none of that whatsoever. It was the hardest part. Everyone keeps going, oh, what was the hardest part? You know, the challenges and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it was hard. But the hardest part was the boredom, because everyone saw like an hour of our day.
Yeah.
But for most of the day, you're sitting around doing nothing, and it's like 40 degrees and you've got nothing to do. And yeah, all you can hear is Lorena in the background just talking and talking and talking. You just want to punch her in the nose. No.
That's okay. Look, Backbone, your new album, is released today.
Yes.
I have to say, you are looking very sultry on the front cover with your leather trousers on.
Oh.
Are we going to see you down at the Laird at Spit and Polish, are we? Is that the...
No, I think that's all the leather you're going to get off me. Leather pair of pants and maybe a leather jacket like I'm wearing today. That's what happens when you get to the age of 33. You do an album shoot cover and it's like, okay, face to camera, eyes to camera. And I'm like, no, head down. I don't want to see... Not enough Botox can fix his face. But this whole album has been such a joy to put together, because essentially I've been wanting to do this album for quite a while. I put shows on sale before I even had a record deal in place with Sony to do this album. So that's how much I really wanted to do it. And I basically went to them and I said, this is the concept. These are the songs that I want to record, and this is how I want to do it. There is nothing better than recording an album with live instruments. There is not a sequence track on this. There is no, you know, electronic sounds whatsoever. We had real strings come in. We had a grand piano, saxophone, vocals, like my three singers that I use all the time, Annette, Susie and Rocky feature on this, and I've known them for a billion years. And I just wanted to, these songs like Bananarama's Love in the First Degree and Britney Spears Sometimes, like we all know them in their original form with the bells and whistles, and we have a lot of fun with them in the past and they've been part of our musical landscape. But when you actually sit down and listen to these lyrics and these melodies, they're actually quite deep. And so I really wanted to bring, you know, these messages and these lyrics and melodies to the foreground. And my number one job in putting this whole album together was to communicate these stories. And hopefully when you listen to it, it gives you a different perspective and a new perspective. It wasn't about trying to change these songs whatsoever, because they're iconic songs. You don't need to change them. But it was sort of just delivering them in a different light.
Yeah, it's like a one of my mixtapes from the late 90s. Mm-hmm. It's like, you've got some amazing songs on there. You really do.
Oh,
some of my favourites is the Wilson Phillips song, yeah, Hold On. Love that. Love Go West. You know, there's some really good... What is your favourite song on the album?
I think, I don't have a favourite, but the most surprising for me, and I was so looking forward to recording it, there was the two that I mentioned, Love in the First Degree and Sometimes, because Sometimes, for instance, like we all remember that video clip of, you know, Britney on the end of the pier doing those, busting those moves. I love it.
Yeah.
I think I remember them all still. But, you know, we recorded this one with just grand piano, saxophone and a cello, and it just gives it a breath of, you know, a fresh air, I suppose. And it's, yeah, just having those layered BVs in there and just presenting it in a completely different light. It has a more of a jazzy, smoky feel. And it shows that these songs from the 80s and 90s, there are so many that were so well written that when you actually do strip them back and you get to the backbone, they stand on their own two feet. They don't need all the bells and whistles. And that just proves that it's an amazing song.
Yeah, and you've got one original song on the album as well called Backbone, the title of the album. It's original composition that you wrote with Damien Sharp.
Damien Sharp, yeah. I was, for the last year or so, Tim and I have been based in LA, and while I was over there, I was doing some sessions, and when I was wanting to put this album together, I wanted to sort of sum up this album with a song. And I suppose, like music, relationships have to, you know, be based on honesty and truth. And that's what I needed to bring out of these songs in the album. And I wanted to sort of sum that up in a song as well about relationship and, you know, and basically on the facade, it looks like, you know, you're doing it all, but you actually need a strong backbone back home and that support network to be able to do what you do on the front. So, yeah, I wrote it in 2 days with Damon, and I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song. I mean, it sounds very personal as well. Is it a little bit about Tim, maybe?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's kind of obvious when you hear the song.
Yeah, of course. And it's great that you're able to, you know, when you are in the studio, to be able to draw upon personal experiences. It makes it a lot easier.
Exactly. You're supporting the release with a national tour as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a national tour. I've just put on some shows just to celebrate the release of this, and we've already done two, so I have another two, not this weekend, next weekend in New South Wales, and then I finish it off here in Melbourne at the Palms at Crown on the 30th.
Yeah, on the 30th of September. You can get tickets, a few tickets left, aren't there?
Yeah, there's just a handful. There's some back seats available, but they're still good.
So you can get that from the Crown Melbourne website, or you can go to anthonycollier.com as well. Thank you very, very much, Anthony, for coming in today.
It's always good to come into Joy, so thank you.
Well, you used to do my time slot on Monday mornings before I did.
You can have them. Can I just say the early mornings don't work for me?
Yeah, 4 weeks was enough. That was it, was it?
I'll come back one day and do it again. But yeah, oh my God, they were hard. I had a lot of coffee in the morning.
Thank you very much, Anthony Collier. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.